Welcome to Hoosier Hardware, and actually welcome to the Hoosier Hardware podcast. This is going to be short and bite-sized for episode one, but I actually wanted to address one of the things that's been bothering me a little bit, and that is the consumer GPU market, specifically when we talk about the budget end of the market. So that's what we're talking about today. We're going to be looking mostly at NVIDIA and AMD as the targets here because Intel, unlike AMD and NVIDIA, has at least approached the budget end of the consumer market with some features that, you know, frankly, are good to see. And normally, I would actually be perfectly fine with NVIDIA and AMD's approach in that they are basically leaving the budget market to older generation cards altogether, not worried so much about coming out with cards that are on current gen technology. Instead, they're leaving it to the complete older generations altogether. They're not even coming out with, like, NVIDIA doesn't have an RTX 4050 for the desktop. They don't have 4050 Ti or anything like that. AMD currently, the bottom end of theirs is the RX 7600. Which the cheapest one that I saw on Newegg when I was looking up some prices, about $270. The RTX 4060, the lowest end thing that NVIDIA currently offers on the consumer market for current gen cards, right around $290. So there's really nothing that is super budget friendly outside of Intel. And the reason this bothers me more this generation than it would have in past generations all comes down to AV1 encoding. For those of you that don't know, AV1 encoding and decoding is a codec that, for the bitrate it offers, it can give you a better image quality. So if you're a streamer and you are limited with your upload speeds, because say you have Comcast, for instance, which a huge chunk of people are stuck on old cable networks like Comcast that are making virtually no effort to give even the option of faster upload speeds. Like right now where I live, I'm stuck with Comcast, which download speeds, they're fine. You know, I can get 1 gig. I think I can even get 1.2 gigs, which isn't the fastest thing out there, but it's fine. The problem is it's not symmetrical. The fastest upload speed that I can get in my neighborhood, even with the possibility of getting, is something like 25 megabits per second, which if you're a streamer, that really might limit you on the image quality of your stream. So AV1 encoding would allow you to have a better image quality while using a lower bit rate, which, again, a little bit niche for me because I'm stuck with a lower bit rate than I think most people that have access to cable are. But there are a lot of people that live not in big towns that may have limited bit rates, especially on the upload side of things. AV1 encoding at least helps mitigate that to some degree. And by not offering current gen cards that have AV1 encoding at the budget end of the market, NVIDIA and AMD are currently sticking customers that really need that feature on either buying a more expensive card, going without, or possibly even compromising and going over to Intel, which Intel has its own issues. Intel is just still in that phase of getting into the GPU market with consumer cards. So they have not yet solved all of their driver issues. You know, for the longest time, we talked about AMD having fine wine technology when it comes to their graphics drivers, and their graphics cards was actually get performance over time, largely as a result of that fine wine technology. Like, their drivers would mature more than NVIDIA's because NVIDIA was tending to bring fairly mature drivers to the market right away. Intel's currently getting the fine wine technology. Their cards are getting better with time because they are slowly but surely figuring out their driver issues. But in the meantime, they don't have the best offering when it comes to driver stability. And again, if you're a streamer, it would be really, really nice to be able to stream with the peace of mind that your games aren't going to crash. Worst case scenario, your actual PC itself crashes. It would be really, really nice if AMD and NVIDIA offered a $150 or a $200 GPU that just offers AV1 encoding as kind of the headlining feature so people can get up and running with AV1 encoding. But currently, you have to spend $270 to $290 on the cheapest end to get that feature. And I know you may be thinking, well, if you're a game streamer, then a low-end GPU isn't probably what you're going to be targeting anyways. But keep in mind, not everyone is a game streamer. There are huge other potentials for streaming where AV1 encoding would absolutely help you out. So sure, if you're a game streamer, you're probably going to already be looking at higher-end GPUs beyond the super budget end. But if all you're needing the PC to do is to stream, and you just need that AV1 encoding, right now, Intel, on the budget side of things, that's about the only game in town, which is a shame because Intel is going to clean up on that. And I admit, it's a small market. Intel's cleaning up on a small market. But Intel's got the A380. It's a $100 graphics card. NVIDIA and AMD have conceded that completely. So I guess the takeaway here is, I'm going to complain a little bit, which is fine. AV1 encoding is a big deal. Hopefully down the road, once the RTX 5000 series comes out, hopefully the 4060s get more and more affordable. I know that I'm sort of glorifying the old days of budget GPUs when NVIDIA would have things like the GTX 1050 Ti. And I know that after you adjust for inflation, that $150-ish dollar price tag that the GTX 1050 Ti was at for a long time, it would have gone up closer to 200, maybe even slightly over. But it's just the complete abandonment of that side of the market that is irksome. And I know the reason for it. Like, I understand businesses are here to make money. AMD and NVIDIA both are selling every GPU they can manufacture right now. NVIDIA being huge in the AI side of things, there's no reason for them to focus on the budget end of the consumer market when they can produce these gigantic GPUs that are massive, massive professional cards with huge price tags because AI is exploding. So unfortunately, AI has put us into a similar position as did crypto mining back several years ago at this point, where NVIDIA is going to capitalize on the most profitable part of the market, and currently that's going to be AI. And they're going to be consumer cards too, but they're not going to worry about producing budget-friendly cards, knowing that they are going to be able to sell every chip they make pretty much instantly through professional firms and then also through consumer cards that are on the higher end of things. So that's kind of where we are. It would even be nice if NVIDIA and AMD had budget cards that maybe were on old processes, like they weren't on the newest technology, but still added in that AV1 encoding. So that's just a concept that I think would be really interesting to the market. But of course, I'm curious to know all of your thoughts on this. Let me know in the comments down below. Otherwise, you can look forward to other rambling episodes of the Hoosier Hardware podcast, which will come out in no particular set schedule, as obviously production on the channel is definitely down from where it used to be, but slowly but surely trying to work into a workflow that works for me, where I can actually continue to produce content. So hopefully there will be more episodes in the not great distant future. Like, share, subscribe, all those things helpful. But big question down below, of course, the answer is the budget market. Is this something that actually concerns you? Or would you like to see change? Or do you actually think that NVIDIA and AMD are doing it right by just leaving it to older generation cards? Let us know down there. Otherwise, I will see all of you in the next episode.